Mike Houston.
Yes, we can, Coach. What we'll do is we'll let you go with the opening comment, and then we'll go to the questions after that. Okay, Coach?
Okay. You know, obviously disappointed not to get the win. Yeah, I thought that we had a great opportunity coming into this game, and, you know, really like our roster. I like our team. Everybody knows what happened. Everybody watched the game. Thought we played with tremendous energy and intensity and physicality defensively out of the gate. Loved our first drive offensively, took it down, you know, got 7 points, got going, you know, really had an opportunity to get some control in the ball game and had three turnovers. You know, you had three turnovers there in the first quarter. It's where, you know, you're around midfield, you got a chance to, you know, stick the ball in again, to take control of the game, to get a lead on you know, what everybody regards as the best team in our league. And those mistakes, you just can't keep making them. Really, really encouraged by the way that our defense competed all throughout the day. I thought that our offense showed some flashes, but I'd be lying to you if I told you that we played up to our expectation offensively. And the kids know it. They're frustrated. I wouldn't say frustrated. I'll say disappointed. I believe in them. I said, you know, the reason I'm disappointed is because I think we've got some of the best running backs in the league. I think we got one of the best quarterbacks in the league. I think we got some of the best receivers in the league. And I have high expectations for them. I think our offensive line is so improved. And I have high expectations for them. And we didn't live up to those today. I think anybody that watched us today sees the improvement in the program. The kids, I told them, they should be encouraged. I'm encouraged. But we got to get to the point where we're flipping that switch, you know, where we're 10-7 and we're converting those drives into touchdowns, taking the lead against a good opponent at home, and you have a chance to really build and have, you know, one of those big, big wins. We get a chance next week. You know, get to play again next week, so we're excited about that. But obviously a lot to improve on.
Okay, we'll open up the questions for Coach Houston.
Coach, I know the numbers for the defense might not look the best on paper, but if you just assess, it seemed like they were able to create some pressure early, then maybe just on the field too much as the game went on.
Well, I mean, I think our speed and our movement, you know, really you know, did some good things to slow down UCF, and I think that's what you got to look at against a team like that. I mean, that explosive of an offense, you're never going to completely stop them, but if you can slow them down, then that gives you the shot, and that's what we did. You look at, you know, get the one busted coverage in the first half, which is inexcusable. You got the, you know, the one run right before the half and the one run late. You know, those three big plays were the three that kind of popped, you know, out there as I was watching the game, you know, real time. You know, the rest of the time, I think we really made them work for what they got, and that's the real key. You know, we got to correct our mistakes. Got to continue to push to improve. Disappointed we didn't force any turnovers. You know, it's a big goal for us. So that's something we got to continue to work on.
Coach, when you look at it was kind of the very start of the game, but you go down and get a touchdown. They had the weird four straight false starts and really kind of back in their end zone, but they're still able to score and equalize that. Just does that kind of speak to maybe their veteran and resiliency and how they can kind of bounce back and still control that situation a little bit?
Well, I mean, you have those big play guys, you know, the Otis Andersons, you know, all those guys, McCray, all those guys on offense. You know, they're always going to have the ability to make the big play. You know, so many third downs on that first drive, we had a chance to get off the field, and they were able to convert. I did think as the game went on, you know, we were able to get those third downs, get those stops. So I thought we saw some improvement there. But, you know, a team like that, like I said, you're never going to stop them. But if you can get enough stops within the game and you can convert those, then that's how you win that game.
But you got to feel good about the position you put yourself in early in the ball game. You were hanging right in there with them, minus the turnovers. As you enter next week, you've got to feel good about if you can limit the turnovers, you're going to have a chance against a lot of teams this year.
Well, we got to improve. That's it. You know, I think that the kids showed that they're going to play hard. The kids showed that they're going to play with some physicality and intensity and energy. That's a big key. But we've got to eliminate the mistakes. I was hoping that we wouldn't have those in the first game, you know. But you know, reality is, and I know this, I've coached in a lot of first games, is you usually go through that. You know, you don't have the turnovers, you don't have the penalties, it's a different game, but, you know, we did, so you got to fix them. You know, we've got a very, very talented Georgia State team. I got to watch a little bit of them against Louisiana Lafayette last week, and just a really, really explosive athlete. Sean's done a great job there building that program. Well, we got our hands full next week, but, you know, really want to focus on this film tomorrow and get our corrections made before turning everything to Georgia State tomorrow night.
Coach, with Georgia State having the troubles with the coronavirus, is there a timetable you would know if they decide to cancel the game next week?
I mean, I don't. Until they do, we're playing it. And just I would bet we probably play the game. I don't think that you know, their issues are quite as bad as what some may think they are. I think we'll probably play the game. We'll see.
Mike, along those lines, all things considered, it's been 58 days since you guys began fall camp to today. You had an interruption along the way and three postponements that could very well be cancellations. What are the emotions for you guys just getting to be able to be out there today, all right, things considered?
Yeah. No, we had two pauses since we started. So it's we're glad to be playing ball. That's it. The kids were excited to play. I felt great about them last night. I mean, they had such a good demeanor about them. I've said many times how much I really like our roster and like the young men on our roster. They were fantastic today, pregame. Really came out with a lot of energy. It was just good to play the game. And looking forward to playing one again next week.
Coach, they hold C.J., Blake, and Tyler to two catches apiece. I know they play a lot of man coverage. Do you feel like maybe going to have more opportunities there, or did they just do a good job?
Yeah, I was disappointed in our production right there. You know, if you tell me that we're going to have man coverage, I would say we're going to have a pretty good day. And so it'll be interesting when we look at the film to see how we played, because obviously either they played exceptional or we didn't play up to our ability level.
Without having those fans today, how much more important was having those teammates on the sideline? Saw a lot of them coaching and cheering players on.
I thought our sideline was very positive, and you know, the guys did a great job. You know, the freshmen that were on the sideline that weren't playing or weren't playing much, you know, they don't know what in the world they're, you know, in the middle of. You know, they're kind of shell shocked a little bit. You know, this whole thing's been tough on them, but I thought the bulk of our kids were just fantastic on the sideline. And, you know, we all want that stadium to be full. There's no doubt. And I said it on the radio piece just before I got in here that, you know, I look forward to the next home game. We have, you know, 3,700 fans or whatever. I look forward to when we have 51,000 fans in there again one day. You know, it's one of those things where, you know, just like this pandemic, you know, you're going through things that you're going through to get Pirate football where it's supposed to be. You know, you make progress, but I'm sure in the hell we'll look forward to when it's to we're back to winning good ball games and then packed full stadium.
Hey, Coach, you used several different running backs and even had some plays with Holt Nailers. Did you like what you've seen from everybody, or are you leaning towards one running back, or are you going to start or keep doing running back committee?
Well, we're always going to play several. I just think that allows you to have fresh guys in the fourth quarter. They better take care of the football. They're not going to be out there. That's you know, I don't like that. We can't have ball security issues. Really encouraged with the young backs and the way they played late in the game. You know, when they got their opportunity there in the second half, you know, they've got a chance. You know, I thought Penix ran with a lot of toughness today. So, you know, we got to evaluate the film and see everything, but certainly I really like our running back room.
Coach, when you have such a young team, especially defense in different kind of spots, and you play a team like UCF, do you think that almost just adds to what you learn, or they'll learn when they do watch the film and taking that from week one to week two?
Well, I think every snap's an experience. You know, every snap, you know, it's like I was talking to young Sean Tucker. You know, Snead has a punt return, and I'm watching it from the other end of the field, and I can see it, you know, just evolving as the whole play happened. I see Sean. I'm like, don't hit him in the back. Don't hit him in the back. I see he wants to, and by God, he hit him in the back. And, you know, and he's a freshman. And you got to take that moment and you got to teach them. And I told him, so you get one of these, you got to learn from it. You can't do it again. And it's that is no different than, you know, third down. And, you know, I got to spill the guard, or I've got to box the tackle, or I've got to fit this thing correctly. Every snap is an experience. And you see veteran ball clubs, and certainly I've had a bunch of them. You see veteran ball clubs, they don't make those mistakes. You know, veteran ball clubs don't turn the ball over in critical situations. Veteran ball clubs don't have those critical penalties. And that comes from experience. So every snap these young kids play is experience. And every snap that they play, they're going to improve. So I'm so glad we played today. I can't wait till we play again. It's kind of rejuvenating to be as excited to go play again, because I know that we're going to continue to improve. And there's such a their attitudes have been so positive. You know, if we can keep them there, then they are going to continue to improve. They're going to continue to get better.
Coach, one of the things I saw today was the fact that this team never gave up, always scoring at the very end of the game. I know that's got to be a product of you and the coaching staff to never give up.
We're not going to. I've been down before and had some great comeback wins, and it's because you've got to develop that mentality. So if there's time on the clock, and you know, we're going to play, and that's, you know, no different than right there at the end. We got the score. We tried to get the onside kick. I think that play's important. You know, it's a live play. It's so hard to simulate that onside kick in practice. You know, so that was the best practice we could get, was that execution of that play. We may change something, do it different next time. But, you know, as long as there's time on the clock, you're out there competing.
Are there any other questions for Coach Houston? Okay, thanks, Coach.
All right, thanks a lot, guys. See you.